When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, June 14th. Trevor Lawrence got paid, the prince who was promised. Trevor Lawrence, former first overall draft pick for your Jacksonville Jaguars in 2021. He gets 5 years, $275 million, $55 million per year, $200 million guaranteed, $142 million guaranteed at signing. We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Got our Trevor Lawrence MVP shirts on the shop. Check them out. And you can also become a channel member. Could not be doing this without y'all. Thank you so much. So let's talk about this Trevor Lawrence contract, right? Again, it's 5 years, $275 million, $55 million per year, $200 million guaranteed, $142 million guaranteed at signing. He is now tied for the highest paid player in NFL history with Joe Burrow on a per year basis and total value of the contract, right? Both of these guys are getting $55 million per year. Both of them have a 5 year extension, $275 million. So that's where you can say he is tied for the highest paid player in NFL history. Now, what's different here, Joe Burrow had more total guaranteed and guaranteed at signing. So the Jaguars get a little bit of a discount in that regard when you're talking about total guaranteed and guaranteed at signing. But from a per year and total value and length standpoint, Trevor Lawrence is tied for the highest paid player in NFL history. And when the deal, the total details of the deal are revealed, which we don't have yet, we'll see, is he slightly ahead on the per year? Is Joe Burrow slightly ahead? We don't know. But either way, it's $55 million per year, somewhere around that for Trevor Lawrence, which is awesome for Trevor. I think he deserves it. Absolutely do. And the way NFL contracts work, especially at quarterback, right? Next man up, if you're a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, if you're a Pro Bowl caliber player, a franchise quarterback, you're going to get top of the market money. I've been adamant about the fact that I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to get paid top of the market. And top of the market right now is cheaper than top of the market will be later this summer. Next offseason, that's just the way it goes at quarterback. Every single offseason, somebody else becomes the highest paid player in NFL history. Quarterback is the highest paid position in football. And that's just how it goes. Salary cap's rising. More money is getting shelled out every single year. Trevor Lawrence gets his payday. He deserves it. Because in the NFL and in life, what you should get paid for is what you are going to do, not what you have done, what you are going to do. And so this deal signals to me the Jaguars' belief. Trevor Lawrence's best football is ahead of him. Trevor Lawrence's supporting cast is going to help him play his best football. When you talk about all the different pieces around him on this football team, within the coaching staff, within the front office, they need to help him play his best football. This organization has not done that the entire time Trevor Lawrence has been here. And he's played three seasons, right? is he earned it. Like I said, he deserves it for what I believe he's going to do, what the Jaguars project he's going to do. But has he earned it on the field already? I believe he has 100%. Like, this is a quarterback that throw away the first year. We don't even need to talk about that. Urban Meyer year, absolutely ridiculous clown show going on in Jacksonville. Since Doug Peterson arrived in Jacksonville, what have the Jaguars done? What has Trevor Lawrence done? In 2022, his first year with Doug Peterson, got off to a little bit of a slow start, which is understandable. New coach, new system. You're trying to erase the scars and memories of what happened in 2021. Trying to get it together. A little bit of a slow start, right? He put the team on his back down the stretch to win a bunch of games in a row, to punch a ticket to the playoffs in Week 18. He led the Jaguars to the playoffs in his second year as a quarterback in the NFL. His first year with a legitimate chance to do anything good. He led them to the playoffs. And that was a team that he legitimately put on his back. Like, he played unbelievable down the stretch in 2022. He was playing as well as any quarterback in the league down the stretch. When you look at, you know, how efficient he was throwing touchdown passes during that stretch, you look at completion percentage, on target percentage, you look at his, you know, EPA, you look at how effective he was throwing the football down the field, and he was doing that without a number one receiver. Obviously, Christian Kirk is a great slot receiver. Evan Ingram is a really good tight end. That was his first year with those two players. They were growing their chemistry, their cohesion together. And, you know, his top outside receiver that year was Marvin Jones. And he was still playing absolutely awesome football. And then you look at what happened in the playoffs, showed the resiliency that you saw after year one to year two, that you saw after the beginning of year two into the back half of year two. Went into the playoffs in Jacksonville, home game against the Chargers, four interceptions in the first half. You make the adjustments, four touchdowns after that, right? Leads them to an unbelievable comeback victory. So check the box for year two, what he did in year two. It was unbelievable. It was awesome. Then year three, Jaguars come out to a roaring start. 8-3, Trevor Lawrence is playing good football. Not everything is adding up. Like, it's, even though the Jags are 8-3, it doesn't feel like a football team that has really hit its stride, that has coalesced in every way that they can. Felt like they could be better than they were, even though they were 8-3. A big part of that had to do with receivers dropping the ball, receivers not getting feet down, right? You go back and look at that 2023 highlight tape of receivers, I guess you should say low light tape, of receivers dropping the football in positions to score, not getting their feet down in positions to score. I mean, Trevor Lawrence should have had at least 10 more touchdown passes last year, just based on receivers not getting the job done. And most of the time, that was Calvin Ridley, that was Zay Jones. Neither of those guys are in Jacksonville anymore, right? Trevor Lawrence was playing great football until he got hurt in week 13, and that wasn't even his first injury of the year. He was battling through injuries ever since, you know, right before the New Orleans game. And he battled, he played through injuries, he did his best down the stretch. Obviously, not only was he injured, not only were his receivers dropping the ball, Christian Kirk was injured. The left side of the line was a revolving door with injuries. Center play was horrid. Like, if you want to make an argument for Luke Fortner, you could maybe say he was the 31st best starting offensive center in the league last year. Like, you can't get any higher than that. And that's awful. That's pathetic, right? And, you know, not trying to slam him, but it wasn't good enough. And the Jaguars upgraded that, right? They knew it wasn't good enough. And then you also had the defense absolutely falling apart down the stretch for the Jaguars. So, and part of that had to do with injury as well. Tyson Campbell, Andre Sisco, some guys, obviously Devon Hamilton, never really getting it going last year with the abscess on his spine. So there was a lot last year that went wrong for the Jaguars. And once Trevor Lawrence finally had, you know, multiple injuries that he just could not overcome, that's when you saw the Jaguars fall apart. So for me, you look at what he did throughout the 2022 season and what he did in 2023 when healthy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before he had multiple serious injuries. And you check boxes for both of those years. And then you talk about, well, Trevor Lawrence. This is a guy that, 3 years in, he's made the playoffs once, he's made the Pro Bowl once. His turnovers, they're too high, right? I think the turnovers go back to him having to put the team on his back way too often. I really do. And his teammates know it. His former teammates know it. Folks who actually watch ball know it. I know it. I think everyone watching this should understand that Trevor Lawrence is a franchise quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is one of the best, 5 to 8 quarterbacks in the league, bar none. You put him in the different situations that some of these other quarterbacks are in, and he would have unbelievable numbers. He would. He had unbelievable numbers back half of 2022 and to start 2023. He was playing great. He was the best deep ball passer in the league last year. Guys just weren't catching it. So again, his teammates know it. They know he's the leader of this team. They're fired up for him. And everybody who, not everyone, but most of the people who pay a lot of attention to quarterback know that Trevor Lawrence deserves this deal. And the Jaguars are smart for doing it early. Not only early as in before his fourth season, as soon as this window opens for rookie deal players to get their extension, not only for that, which is smart, right? You're getting ahead of the market on that. Because the Jaguars, they could have waited till next offseason. They could have waited till the offseason after that to really get this thing going. But they got it done early when they should, which will save them money long term. But they also got it done before other quarterbacks this cycle, this offseason, are going to get paid. Obviously, Jared Goff got paid. He's not a top of the market quarterback. He's close to it, in terms of what he got paid, but he wasn't going to reset the market. But Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, Tua to an extent. The Jaguars were smart for getting the deal done before those deals come in. Jordan Love might get more. Dak could get more. I don't think Tua will. I think Tua will be more in the Jared Goff range. But the Jaguars getting it done before those other deals came in was smart. The Jaguars getting it done before year 4 was smart. They believe now they have set him up to succeed in 2024. You have the coach, Doug Peterson. You have the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. You now have more receiving talent. You have guys that succeed on the vertical plane. Trevor Lawrence, again, was an elite deep ball thrower in 2023. His receiving talent didn't get the job done on the outside. You now have Gabe Davis, who is a very good vertical threat receiver. You now have Brian Thomas Jr., a very good vertical threat receiver. And you still have Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram, who you can feed the ball short and intermediate. You now have an improved offensive line. Mitch Morris, one of the biggest upgrades any team could have made this offseason at center. You go from probably the worst starting center in the league to a borderline top 10 starting center, who also, that's just on the field play. When you talk about the fit with the athleticism, with what Doug Peterson likes to do, that's awesome. You talk about the leadership that adds to, in my opinion, his value, Mitch Morris. You have a good defensive coach, good defensive line, linebacker group, pieces in the secondary. Like, Ryan Nielsen's a proven coach now. Mike Caldwell, he came in. He was Doug Peterson's friend. Doug thought that he could get Mike Caldwell to be a really good defensive coordinator. It didn't happen. Ryan Nielsen, there's no grooming, babysitting. There's nothing like that. Like, Ryan Nielsen is the head coach of the defense. Bottom line. And he has great lieutenants in Chris Richard, Corey Robinson, defensive line coach as well, guys that he knows how to work with, guys that have had success at their former stops. And so I think this defense is going to take a massive step forward. You have Eric Armstead now. You have guys ascending into their prime at several spots. I love it. I think the Jaguars are in a good spot for 2024. I really do. And I think that they know that they've surrounded Trevor Lawrence with what he needs to succeed. Finally, I think they were close to doing that in 2023. They were a couple important pieces away, and obviously injuries just got out of hand in 2023. And if Trevor Lawrence had been able to stay healthy, you're not even talking about that because they make the playoffs. There's rumors that maybe Tyson Campbell will be next. Another contract on the way for the Jaguars. We'll see how that plays out. I've been in favor of extending Tyson Campbell, Andre Sisco, Walker Little, all these guys. That 2021 draft class was very good. It was very, very good for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Trevor Lawrence is under contract with your Jacksonville Jaguars through 2030. This is not a new deal that you rip up the final 2 years of his rookie contract. This is an extension that starts after the rookie contract. New deal starts in 2026, right? So you have him under contract for the next 7 seasons. And the way Trevor Lawrence is, as a leader, as someone who wants to do right by the football team, you're going to be able to restructure things on a year-to-year basis because of Trevor Lawrence's willingness to do so and because of Shad Khan, his deep pocketbook. Like, this is an owner who, while he has not been anywhere close to perfect, in fact, he did a terrible job for a long time when it comes to hiring football people. He has always been willing to shell out the money to make the franchise competitive when it comes to, you know, signing bonuses, roster bonuses, when it comes to converting contract money, pushing it down the road, adding void years, whatever it is, Shad Khan is willing to do it. And so the Jaguars, I think, will have flexibility and maneuverability with this contract moving forward, thanks to Trevor Lawrence and Shad Khan. And that's awesome. So you'll have the ability to, well, we lost this piece. We really need to go get someone that we value here in this spot. You'll be able to get it done more often than not with this contract, with Trevor Lawrence as your quarterback and Shad Khan as the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And kudos to Trent Baalke for getting this done. I think it was obvious to get it done, but he did the right thing. He got the Josh Allen deal done, albeit on somewhat of a slower timeline than I would have liked, certainly. And he got the Trevor Lawrence deal done. I thought they should have tried to sign Josh Allen last year. Josh Allen wanted to earn more money, and he did. Trevor Lawrence, he wanted to get his deal done. He is now tied for the highest paid player in NFL history on a per year basis, on a total contract value basis with Joe Burrow. Congratulations to Trevor Lawrence. Congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And congrats to all the Jags fans out there. Y'all should be celebrating all weekend. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Y'all have a good one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.